You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Hannah Mersbach with your local newscast. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments Wednesday on Idaho's near-total abortion ban. The Public News Service's Eric Tegedoff has more.
At issue is whether the ban violates the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, which prohibits hospitals from denying patients medical care because of financial or insurance issues. The Idaho law has restricted access to reproductive care. Rory Cole is a fourth-year medical student at the University of Washington who is from Idaho and plans to practice in the state.
A lot of these patients that we've been seeing don't really have a choice anymore in that sense of it's not about if they want to be pregnant or not. It's about saving their life or their health, and we can't help them in Idaho.
Other states will be watching Idaho's Supreme Court case, and it could have an outsized impact on rural states that ban abortion, leaving patients with few options for care. For Northern Rockies News Service, I'm Eric Tegedoff.
Patients from Idaho often come to Wyoming for abortion care, according to some providers. Medication ones are offered in Jackson and procedural ones in Casper. But the future of abortion access in the Cowboy State also remains uncertain. The Wyoming Supreme Court recently declined to weigh in on the legality of the state's abortion bans, sending the case back to Teton County District Court, which could now make a ruling. Abortion remains legal in Wyoming for now, but if it's banned, it could impact residents in a large swath of the Mountain West. The Sublette County Attorney's Office released a statement on the recent wolf incident at the Green River Bar. This comes after the alleged torture of the wolf by local Cody Roberts has received international attention. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan has more.
County Attorney Clayton Milinkovich discussed the legalities in the release, saying that the wolf was captured in a predator zone, so no hunting license was required, and that current law doesn't consider hunting down a predator with a motor-propelled vehicle as animal abuse. It has been alleged that Cody Roberts ran down the wolf with a snowmobile. Milinkovich reiterated that the torture and abuse is all alleged at this point, and that Roberts is presumed innocent until proven guilty in court. He mentioned that Roberts and other residents in Sublette County have received threats of violence and that this isn't helpful. Milinkovich ended the letter saying an investigation is underway and will take time, and that people can reach out with further questions. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan in Pinedale.
A bill that would incentivize property owners in Wyoming to refurbish abandoned buildings was reconsidered by lawmakers Monday. Buildings would first need to be determined abandoned or a nuisance by the local town or city council. Then, landowners would get property tax credits in exchange for revitalizing the buildings. For example, if an owner fixes up their abandoned building, they could write off the cost of their annual property tax bill for up to 10 years after a building or property was refurbished. The same bill didn't clear introduction in this year's legislative session, but some lawmakers hope it could have a better chance next year if it's sponsored by a committee. Hannah Mersbach, KHOL News.